necessary. And as for feeling, it was, she thought gleefully, the best horse she had ever ridden. Perfect balance, perfect rhythm, suppleness. She brought it back to halt near the others.
All right, Stammel said, I'm convinced. But what will you do with him?
I don't know, The horse whinnied again, and Pox ran a soothing hand down the glossy neck. I suppose I'll ride him back to the stronghold. If he's someone's, they may come by.
I don't think he is. Whatever that horse is, and wherever he came from, I think he came for you. Not a demon horse, no. But where do paladins get their horses?
Pox felt her jaw drop. She had forgotten about paladins' horses. In Finpaneer, when paladins were confirmed in the High Lord's Hall, they came out to find their mounts awaiting them in the courtyard. Everyone insisted that the horses appeared, uncalled, but by the gods, and that no one, from the Marshal General on down, had anything to do with it.
You're a paladin, Stammel was going on. Stands to reason you'd have a horse of your own. You can't stay here forever, the way I understand it.
No, that's true. Pox covered her confusion by smoothing the red horse's mane. I hadn't thought about it. Maybe... She leaned over and met the horse's back-turned eye. Are you a paladin's horse? Are you my horse? The head tossed, and a forefoot pawed the ground. Stammel laughed, a release of tension as much as humor.
Gods above, Pox. We never know what will happen with you around. Can we finish this patrol, or does your fancy horse insist on going home?
The horse blew a rattling snort, and Stammel nodded to it.
Begging your pardon, beastie, but some of us have work to do.
He'll go along, said Pox. Let's get on with it. And she took the reins of her assigned mount from Stammel and led the way along their patrol path. Back at the stronghold that evening, the red horse caused plenty of comment. Pox was hardly through the gates when a crowd gathered to stare. The marshal, on her way across the courtyard from one barracks to another, stopped short.
Where did you get that? She began.
Came running up to us from far in the hills, said Stammel, before Pox could speak. He pranced around as showy as a gamecock, then let Pox walk up to him. I feared it was a demon horse, but she said not and proved it riding him.
The marshal shook her head.
Not a demon horse? By the High Lord, Pox, you've surprised us again.
Marshal? Pox swung down, keeping her hand on the horse's neck.
I had wondered how you would get your mount, or if you would. You're different enough that I had no idea, but I never thought one would appear here, in midwinter.
Then you think it is?
Your paladin's mount, of course. Of course it is.
The marshal held a hand out to the red horse, who touched it lightly with his nose, then turned to nuzzle Pox.
I only wonder why he didn't come at once.
The horse snorted and stamped. The marshal looked surprised, then shook her head again.
Pox, paladin's mounts have powers of their own. I don't know if Amberian told you.
I've heard somewhat.
Good. Not all are the same. I wouldn't venture to say what this one can do, but don't be too surprised.
The marshal nodded briskly to both Pox and the horse, and strode off. Pox looked around. No one else ventured to say anything, but she caught many intent looks.
I suppose, she said finally, I'd better find you a place in the stable.
Somewhat to her surprise, the red horse went into a box stall willingly and began munching hay, like any ordinary horse. Pox hurried back to the Duke's court to tell him about it.
I suspect,